And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Hey, I want to tell you about something I saw at Allen Bob Sports, and it's a beautiful crossbow. It's a Centerpoint Archery Wrath 430 crossbow. Dude, I brought my my bow down to get tuned up a couple weeks ago when they did that tracking course.
Right.
And I picked up the Centerpoint Wrath. This one's the 430. I don't know which one I was handling, but this one has speeds up to 425 feet per second and 160 foot-pounds for downrange accuracy. Compound bullpup design. So the bullpup is cool. This is like a submachine gun. This is like an attack weapon. CNC machined cams, 9-inch axle to axle width.
Nine inches.
So dinky.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's
boy.
It's just wicked. Dude, you're talking 425 foot-pounds. Durable, lightweight, easy
second,
to carry.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. Anti-dry fire. That's huge. I was picking up my other crossbow. My brother-in-law dry fired. So,
yeah, they kind of blow up when you do that.
Includes a five-year limited warranty. Allen Bob Sport. Just a great place to get ready for deer season. And my neck's already starting to get thick. I smell musky.
Are you in a rut?
I smell musky.
Bob's in the rut.
Smell like musk.
Right. Allen Bob's, 68th Street and 131 on the southeast corner of that intersection in southern Grand Rapids.
Sportsman serving sportsman. Dude, I got my deer camp tent.
Yep, I know
all
that.
All prepped and ready.
Oh, prepped and ready.
Yes, I got the chimney in. It's all ready to roll. I set it up on that volleyball court that did not get used once this year.
Well, the kids are all grown, man.
Yeah.
You got another 5-6 years and your grandkids will be using it.
But we had a wind come through the other day.
Yeah.
Came out and it was on the ground.
The tent was?
Yes.
Well, so must have been the guy who put it up.
So I'm setting it up on the front yard because sand is not a good place to drive stakes into.
Right, right.
Anyway, it's 14 by 20.
Well, that'll kill
and
your grass.
I ordered, well, that's okay. I'm only going to leave it up for a couple days, but I ordered a big jug of Scotchgard.
Oh.
And I'm, you
on
know,
the inside
so I can
or the
spray
outside?
It, so I can spray it with my commercial sprayer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to weatherproof the whole thing. And, oh, dude, it is so glorious. It's huge. You could hold a revival in it.
So you got to be careful when you heat that thing up that you don't get the carbon monoxide in there and
no, I
make
got
you
a
go
chimney
to sleepy town
I,
forever.
I got a chimney.
I understand, but I'm just saying, let's be careful.
I'm not
tents.
Doing event free. I'm doing a chimney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good. So we're gonna have a big old pot belly wood stove.
No,
in that thing?
I've got that. I've got that. Stove.
Oh, that's the hunter. This pot belly.
I've got
the stove.
That's right. Yeah. I've got that stove I got from the ice fishing gig we did.
Yeah.
They gave me the shanty stove, 30,000
right.
BTU, made up in the UP.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm gonna use it.
Cool.
I know.
Very cool.
So stoked.
All right. Back to some tri-tip. Tell me, this is your cut. You love these tri-tips.
I love tri-tip.
I can count on one hand the number of them I've ever cooked. But you use these things a lot. Why?
Because when I was doing those shows in California, those guys use them all the time, and I had to do a bunch of them, and I just kind of fell in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
Tri-tip are beautiful.
I think
Northern
you can pretty
Cal,
much get them at your butcher, not so much in the big box stores.
Yeah, but if you're in Sacramento, you can go into the Costco or anything there. There's going to be a whole case of tri-tip. That's their thing.
Yep.
All those guys in Sacramento have three Weber kettles, and they just buy nothing but tri-tip. I'm exaggerating, but that's kind of it. So a tri-tip, beautiful piece of meat. Buy one at Sobey Beef. Sobey Meats. Sorry. Smoke it up. Get it up to about 135, or you can grill it. Get it up to 135 in the fat part. Pull it off, and then shave it. Shave it, shave it, shave it. Don't you love it shaved?
Yeah, so you got two ways to do that. You get a really good knife and keep it sharp, because to shave thin, you've got to have a sharp knife. Second way to do that is to buy a meat slicer. And those are $100 to $300, depending on the quality of one you get. But when you get to these tri-tips, across the grain, super thin, and it's going to be really tender.
Start with a point.
Right.
And just get going and use your knuckles as a guide and back it off and use a thick blade, a blade that's real tall, and you put that tall part of the blade against your knuckles and just keep slicing down and boom, boom, boom. Anyway, you can also shave it and make sliders. You can make a French dip. Mm. When's the last time you had a French dip?
Actually, about 3 weeks ago at a restaurant, because it had been forever prior to that. And I was like, ooh, a French dip. You know, the au jus makes that. That if they've got a good, slightly salty au jus on a big French roll with that Swiss mushroom and, and beef on there.
Yes, man.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
So that's what I'm talking about. Fun stuff on the grill. That, now you're doing something other than just making a steak.
Right.
For your friends when they come over.
Right.
You know, and if you go to Job's house and you party with him, he's going to always go the extra mile to do something totally, totally fun and impressive, because he just loves to treat his guests that way. You come to my house, I'm going to throw a piece of brisket at you.
Well, your briskets, you forgot more about brisket than I ever known, and I enjoy your brisket. I'm getting better, but I'm not there yet, and... That's a dish that
best served cold.
Well, not necessarily, but it's just you've got to do it right in order to get it done. So it's just so tender when you cut it that it's, you know, I did it one time where the best compliment I ever had is there was a lady that said, "I can't believe I'm eating beef with no knife." And because that, you know, you put a piece of that and you cut across the grain on that brisket, you set it on her plate, and she could just bust it in pieces with the fork. Wasn't falling apart like pot roast, but it was just tender enough that I nailed it. You know, and that's when, you know, and the beef does all the work, salt and pepper, right? I mean, that's what you've always used when you season them up. Maybe a little garlic, but mostly just salt and pepper, and let that thing go low and slow, man, long time.
So, you know, next weekend is going to be Labor Day.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're doing all these recipes, is people can get this stuff ready and have fun with it.
It makes me think about camping. I will not be going camping with my bride this year for Labor Day, because
she camping with somebody else?
I think it's almost all girls this time, so she let me off the hook.
Oh.
Because that's really kind of her gig going up there anyway. It's all her friends, and I got a lot of work to do, honestly. I got a lot of work to do. But thinking of Labor Day camping, I'm just wondering... You're probably not going to do a slider. Well, you could, but I'm thinking the tri-tips would be a great thing to take camping.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what are you going to cook them on?
I knew we were going to Dutch oven. You can't do a camping show without the Dutch oven.
I'm thinking that you need to research your different types of grates and things. There's so many cool things to take camping now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and I have a wide variety of equipment.
I know, but I'm thinking what these people out here in our audience are going to have. So,
well,
I'm telling you to shop.
It's got to be a little portable, too.
And you might want to go to a place like Bill and Paul's or someplace that sells
camping gear. Right.
Camping gear. Bill and Paul's is a great. I love buying stuff there. They have a lot of camping gear and hiking gear and stuff like that. They might have it. Otherwise, I'm sure Cabela's does. But
they
sell Chinese stuff all the time.
Well, they're just a major retailer.
Yeah.
That's all. But anyway, but whatever you like to cook on, I really enjoy, if I have the time, to cook on charcoal. So I would bring a small little hibachi, and you've got the. You've got a couple of those that you use. It depends on how many people you're cooking for. That's the real deal.
But if you're
deal.
Having a campfire, just maybe a tripod will be the way to go.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we can touch on that again in the next segment. But how about some seafood? We're going to maybe oyster, crab, octopus, and some grilled corn on the cob. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in a space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.